Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast, says he has slipped into a deep, deep sub-brain coma.
What?
Indeterminate length of time.
He's in a coma?
A deep, deep one.
Oh.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling. Oh, no, wait, that's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, wonderful, Cliff. It's time for spring. Are you ready? Are you ready?
When I think to myself, what a wonderful show.
I don't think of ours. Oh, of course I do.
Yes, you do.
Of course I do. Whether the listeners do or not, that's a whole nother story.
Kendall, stop right now and start living for love.
Living for love.
Living for love.
Live, I live for love all the time.
I live for love.
Are you ready for spring?
Daily.
Because I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready enough.
Are you ready enough?
I am. I'm so ready for spring.
Are you?
I know the listeners are. We have lived through a terrible, depressing winter.
Are you, though?
I am.
Are you ready enough?
I'm ready.
For spring.
It has been raining so much in Busheltown.
Yeah.
That I'm ready for a spring with some sunshine. As the listeners probably know, you know, Charles fell through the roof last week.
He did.
Knocked Mrs. Potter by the Bowsharn over. She was loopy for days.
Loopy for days. Oh my goodness.
She thought she was dating all kinds of celebrities.
She kept dressing up the baby Fonky. She kept dressing it up in those, like, dog costumes.
I know. I tried to tell her that was for a cat. It's
terrible.
It was
a cat costume, but it was a dog costume for a cat, if you can imagine that.
They sell such odd stuff here.
Where she got it, we'll never know.
But anyway.
Pet costume store, obviously.
Charles is in the hospital.
Remains in a deep, deep coma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we went to see him.
Yeah, we went there and you almost killed him because you unplugged the breathing machine.
Look, let's be clear about this. I didn't almost kill him.
You did.
I was waiting for a text, Cliff, and my phone was about to die and I had to plug it up somewhere.
Kendall, the machine was breathing for him.
Most of those machines are just there for looks anyway.
No.
Look, there are like 12 machines in that room. They can't all be life support.
Well, one was the TV, and we kept watching Wheel of Fortune, because it was just on one after another.
Well, I couldn't have plugged that one. We were watching TV.
We were watching Wheel of Fortune. It was during the bonus round. So, but he remains in a deep, deep coma. Of course, the thoughts and prayers of all of us here, and you at home, we assume, are with Charles, down in the coma with him.
Yeah, so with him.
Down in the coma with Charles.
Meanwhile, here at the studio, we have a tarp over the hole in the roof.
There's a tarp. Well, we've got to wait for Charles to get back to contract that roof.
No,
closed.
We have got to find somebody to fix this.
Kendo, you don't have time to fix it because you got to smooth out that lump in your wall at home.
Every time I push on it, it pops up somewhere else. I can't help it.
It's like your body.
It's just like my body.
It is like your body. If I push on it, it just pops up somewhere else.
It's just way less lumps in my house than on my body.
Oh, Lord. These lumps are Cliff and Kendall, and we are hosting Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. The show, the internet talk show, the one you've heard so much about, and the radio filler program that airs on KBSH 4 a.m. on Sundays on Rye.
Rye 99.
And it's my favorite station. It is one of the few that come in on my radio, but it is my favorite.
It is. Well, you got to fix that radio after you fix the lump in the wall.
Well, I got too much to do.
Kendall, are you ready enough for spring?
I am, Cliff. I am so ready.
Are you so ready? And I don't mean are you ready. I mean are you ready? Are you prepared? When I say ready, I mean are you prepared?
I'm trying to prepare. You know. There's a lot of things come to mind.
Yeah,
being prepared for spring.
Oh yeah,
and you know,
oh yeah.
I hate to take this to this place so early.
Please don't.
But I'm gonna.
Please do not. Please do not tell me to exercise.
I'm gonna.
No,
it's gonna happen.
No,
Cliff, exercise routine. You know.
To be clear, the telling is gonna happen, not the exercise.
Not the exercise. That will never happen.
No.
You know, exercise routines have dwindled over the winter.
No.
As they usually do. And you've been under like layers of cloth and fabric and jackets. And so now is the time to finally revamp it and get out.
Oh, yeah.
you know, work out your arms and your stomach, get a gym membership that you're never going to use. Just charge it up, Cliff.
Spring is the time.
Spring is sprung.
Well, spring, it's, hey, it just sprang.
Lose some weight. For just God's sprang.
Kendall, don't procrastinate over your chores. Now, Kendall's a choreaholic.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, you can't stop him from doing chores.
That's the one thing I do.
We are the opposite. I do chores once every decade. And Kendall is grossed out and wants to retch when he comes to my studio apartment above the fish hatchery.
Oh, I don't want to. It's because of the fish smell.
No, it's because of the layers and layers of dust on everything. I just don't understand how one giant fat person can make so much dust in a tiny studio apartment.
Or so much trash.
I don't.
Pizza boxes.
Oh, I took out so many bags of trash.
I generate today. So much trash. Every week.
And there were so many pizza boxes.
Have you ever watched one of those shows where the people are like, I generate like 1 pound of trash a year? And I think, I generate 1 pound of trash a minute.
A minute.
Food wrappers.
Food wrappers per minute. Mm-hmm. Kendall, there are so many jobs that people don't want to do. People other than you. People hate cleaning the gutters. They hate getting behind the toilet. Kendall loves getting behind the toilet.
I don't love it. It's a necessity.
It's a necessity. He hides there. It's his special place. But sometimes...
That's different. That's when I cry.
Kendall, I want you and the listeners to do this. Agree to it sight unseen. I want you to agree.
You know I can't do this. Every time you tell me to agree with something, before I know what it is, it ends up bad.
It's not. This is good. You'll love this. You will love
this. All right. I agree.
Thank you. You will love this. Let robots take over. There are robots that will...
Why was that good? That was
there are robots that you can buy or you can just rent now. They'll clean your windows. They'll mop your floors.
Oh, bullshit. I've got one of those vacuum cleaner robots.
And it does beautifully.
No, it doesn't.
There are debris-flinging robots that will clean out your gutters. Kendall, there are small enough ones to fit behind your toilet. You just sit a robot back there. Say, clean up all this urine that I peed back
Why
here.
Why send a robot to do a man's job?
Why? Because it's a man's pee. There's just pee on everything. Terrible. It's a terrible world we're living
it's
in.
It's time to put away your winter clothes.
No.
Go ahead and get... Yes.
No.
Go ahead and get those spring clothes out that don't fit, just like the winter clothes didn't fit. And, you know, you can always layer up on those colder days if you need to. But, you know, get some totes, put all those winter clothes away, and put them away.
Put them away. Just put them away.
Put them away.
Come on.
Put them away.
What are you keeping them out for?
Put them away. I don't... That's what I'm telling you. Put them away.
Put them away.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. We've been cat burglared, dear.
What?
What? You have been cat burglared your house?
Your jewels?
Terrible, dear.
Artwork?
God, bottom. We have been cat burglared, dear.
Bones.
What? Oh, my God.
Tragedy bones.
Well, oh, my gosh. What did they take?
Oh, it was a terrible tragedy.
They've taken our cat, dear. Mr. Marbles, dear. Oh, he's such a wonderful cat, dear. Oh, why? Why would they take your cat?
Why did they come in?
Oh, dear, I don't know. Why would anyone do such a thing?
Your cat? They
it's
just
a
came
small
in.
Town.
It just. That someone burgled the cat.
Cat burglar.
Cat burglar.
There's a cat burglar on the loose.
I'm afraid we may never see Mr. Marbles again. You know I love.
He was the best cat.
His fur every night. Stroke his tail by the fire as I gave the baby the bottle.
I'll never forget the look he always gives me, dear, when he's ready for a treat, dear. It's such a wonderful face, dear.
If anyone in the listening audience has seen Mr. Bob.
Mrs. Potterbottom and Mr. Non-Bottom, we'll get to the bottom. Austin!
Austin come in.
Yes.
Austin, can you make some flyers for Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potterbottom churned?
Big
huge flyers. As big as us.
All right.
But they lost and a picture of Mr. Marbles on.
Get the picture from Mr. Snodbottom's
I will. Thank you, dear. Thank you so much.
Austin Bottom.
Wait, we are going to find Mr. Marbles.
I must oversee these posters, dear.
All right, well.
I gotta find him.
All right, Mrs. Spotted Butter Shirt, go out and have a big glass of water, relax. Dude. We're gonna find him. Find him.
Oh, dear, I just found one of his cat toys.
Oh, dear. Oh, thank you. Wow. Oh. That is terrible news. If you know anything about Mr. Marbles, please call the hotline, the fat line.
The cat burglar is still at large.
He's at large. God, well, how could something like that happen here in Busheltown?
In Busheltown, no less.
I know.
I'm talking Busheltown, no less. Kendall, do.
Do.
Do. do these dating do's, but don't do these dating don'ts.
Do don't.
It's time for a beloved dating-oriented segment here on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh, it's so beloved.
And we just don't have time to say the whole title, so let's just call it DTDDBDDTDD.
A lot of D's.
Do these dating do's, but don't do, Kendall, do not do these dating don'ts.
All right, Cliff, why don't you start us out?
Give me
a good tip for dating.
On the dating do, the dating
if anybody needs some dating tips, it's me.
Okay, Kendall, what I want you to do, Kendall, agree to this. Silencing. What I want you to do in regards to dating, a lot of people out there are terrified. They're terrified, A, of cat burglars, which I understand.
I could get that. Yeah.
They're also afraid that if they sign up for an online dating profile, that it's going to steal their identity. And maybe that might happen. It does happen to 2 out of 3 online daters.
What?
But, Kendall, don't be afraid. You'll probably be that 1 out of 3.
I wasn't until this moment.
Kendall, don't be afraid of online dating. Just put it out there.
Give them all your information is all we can do.
Come on.
All right, Cliff, don't pretend to be someone you're not. Whether you're dating online or you're dating in the real world, just fess up to who you really are.
This is who I am.
I'm a big fatso. That's who I am.
Fatso.
Love me or don't. If you pretend to be somebody else, it's going to be just like a television show.
A long time ago.
And the truth will come out.
Just like a television show, I was wishing the other day that we had secret identities. Just so we could reveal them.
I thought you were going to say, I was wishing the other day we were on a television show.
No, I was not, because I've seen me, and I know that the vision of me is not one people need in their homes.
That's why we're on the radio.
Why? We have bodies for radio, voices for mime, and here we are. Kendall, I want you... Now, a lot of people, when they're doing online dating... When they're doing the online dating dudes. When they're doing it. Mm-hmm. They're doing it wrong.
Don't
do this. A lot of people put on a picture of themselves like eating a big sandwich.
I know better than that.
You know, out on vacation somewhere, real sunburned, maybe hungover, doing a keg stand in college, something like that. Don't. Don't do that dating.
Because all the pictures I have of me are eating big sandwich.
Then snap a selfie. Take a selfie right away.
Down.
Can we stop? Is it time in 2015 to stop saying selfie? Can we just stop?
Please. It's just a personal photo of yourself.
A personal photograph.
Let's start that. Let's start that new trend. A personal photograph.
What can we say? Not even a personal, because that just means it is yours. Like, what you took it yourself.
Well, how about we just call it a f***ing photo?
Photo you took of yourself.
Yeah. Why do we need
call
a short term?
Kendall, find out your dating deal breakers. Do it.
Do it.
And then you can say, this is a deal breaker.
If you don't clean behind the toilet, it's a deal
breaker. It's a deal breaker, listeners. If you don't have a robot to clean behind the toilet, no. Kendall, don't break the deal.
Don't.
Don't do that,
but do this.
Put a friend
in charge of finding you a date. Now,
come on.
Because they will be the people that know you the most, and they will find the person for you that is right.
Right.
Don't you agree?
I agree.
You find somebody eating a Snickers bar and be like, that is the person for Kendall.
That's for Kendall. Big fat blob. At the diabetes clinic. Kendall, just kidding. What you want to do, do this last dating do, daters out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Do know when it's time to break up.
Yeah,
you know, you just come in, you've had enough. Don't waste time. Just go ahead and break up.
Don't waste time.
What are you wasting? You're wasting your time and their time.
You're wasting your life.
They could be out there doing dating do's with other daters. But you're wasting their time. Just break up.
Just break it up.
If it's over, let it just be over.
Let it be over. Don't.
Oh, I thought that was the last.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. Don't.
All right, fine.
Don't have
another dating do or don't.
Was it a good don't?
Probably
not. No. All right, Kendall, let's take a break from these don'ts, do we?
Take a break.
Do we dare?
We do.
Dare we break?
We'll be right back after this.
In 100 years, none of this will matter. So, you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I can make a cherry pie in the twinkling of an eye.
With Fluffo, Canada's highest quality shortening at a low, low price. So pure and creamy, Fluffo makes the tenderest, flakiest pie crust you ever tasted. Fluffo, Canada's highest quality shortening at a low, low price.
You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
Kendall, did the raccoon get in the cracker drawer again?
Back, welcome back, welcome back.
There's crackers everywhere, all over the floor.
Well, and, you know, I've been meaning to ask you. I cannot find my collection of playing cards. My magic playing cards. My whole collection is gone.
Ocus.
Well,
do you think raccoons stole that?
Either raccoons took it, or maybe the bees took it, or the cat burglar took it.
Oh my god, you don't think the cat burglar's been here?
One of those three.
Spring! Springtime! Spring has sprung.
Spring did spring, didn't it?
Yes. Cliff, I want to talk about something you didn't want to talk about yet. I want you to just go ahead and agree to something blind without me.
I'm going to agree what you're talking about.
Put on some sunscreen. I know it sucks.
No.
But Cliff, it's very important. Put on some sunscreen.
No.
You're going to get out there in the sun. Yes.
No.
Do that.
It's my skin. It's my business.
The skin you're in.
Nobody's business but mine. Kendall, this. Oh, I was thinking about the Pope the other day.
Oh, why?
This is a different Pope. Remember the Pope? We used to sing a song called Take That Pope.
The old Pope.
You
the bad
big
pope.
Old b. Mm-hmm. We think you're a turd. Kind of an asshole.
Take that Pope.
Yeah, it was the old Pope. That was years ago. Mm-hmm. There's a new Pope.
We've been doing this show so long. We've been through two popes.
I think we've been through more. I think there was a couple popes ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, the new Pope is not as bad, and he said the other day, to the delight of you, even though you won't be there, your pets are going to be in heaven.
Of course they will.
Yeah, he said all dogs
wouldn't be heaven without them.
All dogs go to heaven. This is true. Mm-hmm. Jesus pets and lets them chew his shoe.
Amen. Amen.
Now, he said pets are going to heaven. I disagree. It's too much shit. What are you going to do with all that shit?
Well, they got heavenly pooper scoopers.
They got heavenly scoopers. But I remember saying controversially years ago. I said this years ago before anybody else. And because I think this is the next frontier. If pets are going to heaven, this other thing can too. Years ago in a Bible study, I said, in heaven, why can't we just watch I Love Lucy? Why can we not? People are like, oh, no, you won't. You'll want to worship God. No, I won't. I want to watch I Love Lucy.
Who said that?
People at a Bible study.
Idiots.
They just judged me and thought I was crazy, Kendall. but anyway, that's what I would want to do. I would much rather have Lucy in
if
heaven.
If there's not I Love Lucy, it's not heaven.
It's not heaven. It's not heaven.
Cliff.
Yeah. I love Lucy and she loves me.
I want to talk about something else that's very important to me.
Dessert?
Yes.
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 How did you know?
I looked at you. And Kendall, it is... Ouch. I've gone from hosting to roasting. Kendall, this is a segment we like to call as a topic update.
Mm-hmm.
We're updating a topic we've previously covered because there's been advancements in the field.
Yeah. Especially of desserts.
There's always advancements.
There's things I want to talk about that we did not get around to.
We didn't. And we've done many dessert shows, one or two, and we're here to talk more about desserts.
We are. Cliff, did you know that popsicles, one of your favorite things in the world, were invented by an 11-year-old boy?
No.
Yes.
No, they were invented by Pop. It was Pop's sickle. It was a guy who had a thing.
No. It was an 11-year-old boy.
I'm right.
And he left this cup of like fruit juice in the freezer, and he had like the stick sticking in it, and it froze, and he pulled it out. It was like popsicle.
No, it did not happen.
It did happen.
You're spreading lies.
Mark my words. Google it.
Kendall, did you know this? I want to give the listeners a dessert tip. That if you are looking for a healthy dessert, and I know that we are because we're fat, and I hate fruit in my dessert, but I'm willing to try it. I'm willing to try. I want you to make a Betty.
What's a Betty?
A brown Betty. I want you to bake your fruit with layers of breadcrumbs, buttered breadcrumbs in between, and then it's a Betty.
Now, I have made this apple thing with brown sugar and breadcrumbs, and whenever I was like really desperate, I looked up, what can I make with these ingredients that I have? And it was good.
Yeah.
When you're desperate, it's good.
Like, cooked fruit makes me want to gag. Is there any kind of good cooked fruit that you think I would like, other than bananas?
Oh, what did I have? I had something really, really good that I was very surprised. It was like...
Strawberries?
No, it was like blueberries.
Yeah.
And it was like a strudel.
It probably is good. It just looks weird, and I have a phobia.
Yeah.
I think there's.
I don't like to look at fruit. No, think about it as an edible thing.
Not when I'm eating.
Cliff, did you know there's a sundae? One of our favorite things. Not the day, but the dessert.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
It's at a restaurant in New York called Serendipity 3. And I have talked about this before when we were talking about how long would you wait. It is $25,000. And it comes with like gold flecks on it and a gold spoon with diamonds encrusted in it. This sundae costs $25,000. I cannot imagine paying $25,000 for anything that I eat.
Oh, I really for a second was expecting you to say, how long would I wait for that? And I was going to say, I'll take the money, Kendall.
Well, I would too.
Please return that immediately and give me the money.
But isn't that crazy?
Show me the money.
How opulent can America get when there's a $25,000 sundae?
How opulent can we get? That's what I'm asking.
Kendall, I'm asking you this.
When you're thinking of making a fruit dessert, why don't you do this?
I'll try.
If you're like, I don't know about that Betty, Cliff.
I don't.
Although you could think of it as a Betty White. And then, let's make a Betty White. Let's make one.
Well, wait, what is that?
I think you just add more sugar.
Oh, then I'm in.
But if you can't make a Betty, maybe you can make a buckle. That's a cake with fruit folded in the batter before you bake it, and it's got a crumbly streusel topping. Maybe that's what you had. That sounds
maybe weird. It is. That does sound like that.
A buckle.
I can't buckle my pants.
Buckle. No, we need to go to the pants depot.
Pants depot.
Yeah.
Oh. Cliff.
Yeah.
One of our favorite desserts. Macaroons. Do you know where that word comes from?
Oh, my macaroons.
I'm a macaroon.
Comes from Busheltown, circa 1903.
Well, no, not quite. The word comes, it's a French word, basically. It translates to
macaron.
Crushed paste.
Oh, I love it.
Because it uses almond paste.
Not about you, Kendall. A blob. No. Then you could make...
you bet it is.
You could make a fool. Why don't you make a fool, you damn fool? That's a dessert made of chilled, pureed fruit folded into whipped cream.
What's all this about fruit?
I'm trying to give you guys healthy dessert tips.
Well, I didn't know we were talking about healthy.
I'm concerned that the listeners aren't going to live to hear our last episode.
Oh, well, that's a good point. If they keep listening to us talk about all this food we eat, they'll be like, oh, we should just follow
suit. If we have to be alive, we're going to do this damn show. And we're going
to
make
it. You have to listen to it.
Yeah, for the next 40 years. Then we're going to have the last episode. And you need to be alive to hear it, listeners. If you're not going to hear the final one, what are you putting up with all this for?
We have to be alive to
this
make it.
This is building towards something.
Cliff, did you know the biggest gingerbread house ever built?
I would love to live in it.
I know. Yes, trust me. That's exactly what I thought when I saw this tip. Or this little fun fact.
Yeah.
It was 2,520 square feet. And just in perspective, that is bigger than our entire studio. Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Eat yourself out of house now. Oh, come on. That was good.
Wouldn't it be nice if we...
I worked for 4 hours on that joke.
I loved it.
I could tell.
That was the cringe. The cringe. Sometimes some jokes the payoff
means it's working.
Some jokes that does mean it's working. Because here's the thing, all great artists like me and Madonna and everybody else, we know this, that if you can't get the response you desire, you at least want a damn response. And if jokes,
as long as it makes a response.
And jokes, yeah. If you can't get applause, which is what you typically do when you hear a hilarious joke.
Uh-huh.
Bravo, Kathy. Tell them, Kathy.
This day and age, I usually get a cringe or an eye roll.
No, I'm okay with laugh. That. You either laugh or because it was so on the nose. I love it.
On the nose.
20 minutes later, you fool. Why don't you also, when you're making a damn fruity dessert, you could make a grunt.
A crunch.
Now that's the sound you make when you get up off the couch
after eating too much dessert.
Yeah, but if a grunt or a slump, if you will, that's a fruit dessert topped with biscuit dough and then steamed. Steamed.
Now you're talking my language. Now you're talking my language.
I'm gonna have a steamed grunt.
That sounds terrible. Cliff, I grunt when I try to tie my shoes. That's all the things I have. Oh.
Sorry, I had too much food.
My topic has been updated.
And
where has this show gone?
Topic updated.
Uh-huh.
The topic has been updated.
I just want to say one other thing about spring. You know me. You know how much I like to clean. know how much I love spring cleaning. It is one of my favorite times of year. The depression of winter is over. I just want to say this. This is like a public service announcement. Make sure you rotate your mattresses. You clean your pillows really good. Just do all those nooks and crannies. Don't roll your eyes. This is very important to me.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm falling asleep.
Oh, my God.
There is a difference. Big, big difference.
It's now, important. The listeners need to hear this, Cliff, and I think you do too.
What, rotate your mattress? Did you say that?
Have you ever rotated your mattress?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have. Not recently, but I have. Austin, just no, don't come in. Has there been any word on the cat, on Mr. Marbles? No. No word yet on Mr. Marbles.
I feel so bad for Mr.
Marbles. I feel terrible. I hope that cat comes home. I know that it will.
Come home, Mrs. Marbles.
Come home. Come home.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to interrupt your beautiful song.
Cat who is lost, come home.
Soft. I knew it!
And tenderly, Cliff and Kendall are calling, calling Mr. Marbles, come home.
Okay, I'm sorry, this is just an aside that I had to ask you about, that I forgot to talk to you about it.
Yes.
Did you see they're remaking Pete's Dragon?
I think I did see that.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
That's all, and it's just sad that this day and age.
I'll be your fatso on the water. Isn't that one of the great songs?
Well, see, you were singing that. It reminded me of Candle on the Water. That's what made me think about it.
My love for you will always burn. I know you're lost and drifting. Let this something lift you. Don't give up. You have somewhere to turn. A cold and friendless tide has found you. Don't let the stormy darkness pull you down. I'll paint a ray of hope around you. Circling in the air, lighted by a prayer. Where's Helen Reddy? God bless her.
I looked her up.
Is she in heaven?
I think she's still alive.
Oh, let's find it while you're looking.
Google it. If our listeners are as sad as we are to find out that
we can't afford the rights to,
to sing that song, and we'll have to cut all that out. Go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Let's hope the CD-ROM cuts that out. Yeah. We'll
Facebook.com/cliffandkendall.
She's alive. See? She's 73. God bless.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm not as sad as I used to be. Email us at cliffandkendall.com. Just call our fat line at 818-308-4FAT, especially if you have seen Mrs. Marbles.
Yes. Or Mr. Marbles. Kendall, no winter lasts forever. No spring skips its turn. And that was said by Hal Borland, not Iola Boylan.
Iola Boylan.
Cliff. She said, knock, knock, Velma, are you at home?
Clouds come floating into my life, no longer to carry rain or usher storm, but to add color to my sunset sky.
Oh.
And that was Rabindranath Tagore.
I knew it when you said it.
I knew that was Rabindranath.
Kendall,
yes.
The sun was warm, but the wind was chill. You know how it is with an April day. That was said by another boss, Robert Frost.
Robert Frost.
He took the road less traveled by, and today his quote was on our show.
Well, that was good for him. Cliff, why don't you take us home down those... What? Springtime roads.
Are you ready enough for spring?
Evidently I'm not.
Are you ready, though? Take me home, springtime roads. We already sang so much. I'm Cliff.
I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Oh, my macaroons.
My macaroons.
My macaroons.